It is not necessary for us to try to imagine the ascension of Jesus because graphic artists have already done that for us. In the picture here at the pulpit and next to the altar, we see how they have depicted the words we have just heard in the readings this evening. We see the apostles looking upward, Jesus in the sky, and the clouds around him. And even as we look at the pictures and see how they depict the words that we heard a moment ago, we should remember at the same time that really a great part of this is imagination. Imagination because, first of all, the cloud in Scripture is always used as an image. Clouds are used in the Bible to suggest the mystery of God, to suggest divinity. The mystery of God who is both revealed and hidden at the same time. Now, the reality, however, the underlying truth, is that the earthly life of Jesus is ended. This unique companionship that he had with his disciples is over, and now he is taken from them. The other good news, the hard fact for us this evening, is the good news and the truth that the Lord is not taken from us, but rather the manner of his presence is changed. He gives a promise that quickly was fulfilled. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes down on you. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God now. God, in Christ, is now an invisible and spiritual presence, but just as real as when Jesus was present physically here upon earth. We, each one of us, has felt this divine power, this presence in our own lives in a very real sense. It is that presence that has kept us going so often when we wanted to give up. It is the power to bear witness. It is the power to be good. The power to go on loving even we don't feel that way. The power to create. It is the power to go on living as God's people, as his beloved people, even when we simply have no inclination to do so. Jesus says, "Know that I am with you always." And we should be aware today of how he is present. He is present today, not as a physical man as he was to his disciples, but in just as real a way, but under different signs. The channels of his power today are just as present to us, first of all, through the Word. All words are powerful. All words convey a profound meaning when they are spoken. But when they are the words of Scripture, then they are intended to strengthen us, to correct us, and to give us a clue to the meaning of life as we go on living it. When the Word is believed, not just listened to, then we realize that God is present. There is really a felt presence of the love of Christ for us and his merciful strength offered to us. Then we have the other sign of the presence of Christ in our midst, particularly the one that we always identify as the real presence that we call the Eucharist. When we come together, as we do tonight, to break bread, to share the cup of faith, then we know the Lord, even as the disciples did. Beyond the church and ritual, whenever we feed the hungry, whenever we share our lives, whenever we are broken in sharing what we have with other people, we know the Lord, because that is always the extension of breaking bread together here at the altar. The third sign with which we are familiar that shows forth the presence of Christ in our midst is community. People. Today, the risen Spirit of Christ is present in people. The Spirit of the risen Lord is present in you and in me. These people are called community of the faithful they are the church, the people who believe. And Jesus says, when two or three are gathered in my name, I am with you. At this very moment, the Spirit of the risen Lord now is here with us in this room in just as real a way as he was present to his disciples in Galilee. We should be without doubt that those words are just as real as the sun was hot today and the earth goes on turning. The Holy Spirit, St. Paul reminds us, has made each of us the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the risen Lord. Each of us, bodily, is a temple. And when we gather together as we do now, that temple, that Spirit, is intensified. And so, as we go through our Christian life, we go on struggling to convert this good news, this knowledge, into faith. To believe the statements, to really know them, to know Christ. As Paul says, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ grant you a spirit of wisdom, an insight to know him clearly. That is the meaning of the feast that we celebrate this evening. We sum it up, Jesus is Lord, Lord of heaven and Lord of earth. And in this power, we are transformed. Let us stand and pray. Having heard God's holy word, let us offer our prayer now in hopeful confidence that we may always be faithful witnesses to the power of the risen Jesus in our lives. We pray to the Lord. For any of our brothers and sisters who may be demoralized or discouraged tonight, that they may be renewed in hope, we pray to the Lord. For all our formerly married people, those widowed or separated or divorced, that the Lord may help them in their needs, we pray to the Lord. That our sharing in the word and the bread of life this evening may deepen our love for the Lord and for one another, we pray to the Lord. For the special intentions we might have. We pray to the Lord.